Milwaukee recently found itself on a list of cities accused of concealing dangerous levels of lead in its drinking water. The list was compiled by the news organization The Guardian. It claims the city's testing methods are faulty. In the meantime, a local group concerned about lead in the city's drinking water paid Mayor Barrett a visit. As WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned, the group wants Milwaukee to lay out a plan to replace old pipes that contain lead.
Ann Brummett was one of nine people who sat down with Mayor Barrett. Her group is called Milwaukee Water Commons, and she says its concerns predate the Guardian report. It listed Milwaukee as one of at least 33 U.S. cities that use testing methods to avoid detecting lead. For instance, the testers run faucets or pre-flush a water system before collecting the sample.
I just looked at the Milwaukee Water Works website again, and I thought maybe after the Guardian article they would have changed this. But it still suggests that individuals, if they want to test their water, that they should collect a sample in one of two ways. Let the tap run for 3 to 5 minutes and then fill the sample bottle.
The Guardian article calls pre-flushing a way to cheat and conceal dangerous lead levels.
I did look at that article, and I think cheating would be fairly harsh.
Paul Biedritsky is director of disease control and environmental health with the Milwaukee Health Department. He blames flawed federal standards.
There are loopholes in the existing regulation that allow for compliance that may not be the veracity in terms of assuring protection of public health.
Milwaukee's drinking water infrastructure amounts to mile after mile of mains, sort of the expressway delivering water to neighborhoods, which the city is responsible for. Lateral pipes connect the main to houses. The city is responsible for the portion up to the property line. The property owner has to take care of the rest. Approximately 70,000 properties in Milwaukee are at risk. They were built before 1951, when communities commonly installed lead pipes. In 1996, Milwaukee took a step to keep the issue at bay. It started adding a phosphorus compound to its drinking water. The compound coats pipes to control lead corrosion. Milwaukee has met federal regulations under the lead and copper rule since 1999, so the city is required to test only 50 homes for lead every 3 years. Biedritsky believes more comprehensive testing is needed, not only in homes, but also in schools and daycare centers.
We need to collect really what we call first draw samples to get a more accurate picture of the worst-case scenario. And then we need to do a laboratory analysis that considers total lead.
And Brummett's group, Milwaukee Water Commons, agrees, but it's also calling for a comprehensive plan to replace the entire lateral system, both city and property owner sides.
Those 70,000 homes, this is an environmental justice issue as well. Any home that's built before 1950, you can't be sure, but it maps on to some of the poorest zip codes in Milwaukee.
We made the decision earlier this year that we were going to contact all of the dwellers to let them know if they were potentially affected.
Mayor Tom Barrett insists the city is on top of the situation. He says in 2015, a small sample, 6 households in Milwaukee, tested high for lead after the city replaced a water main and connected it to the existing lead laterals. A few months later, the city sent letters to all residents living in older housing stock advising them to run their faucets for 3 to 5 minutes if water had been sitting in the pipes for a while.
So we sent that out in early February to the 70,000 dwellers. We made the decision based on 6 homes because we could see the evidence was pretty overwhelming just in those 6 homes. So we will do more testing, but I'm not someone who is denying that this is a problem. This is not like a climate change denier. We think that there is an issue there and we want to address the issue.
Barrett says the city's long-term goal is to replace lead laterals whenever a main breaks or is scheduled for replacement, but he cannot promise the solutions will come easily or cheaply, particularly for the sections on private property.
Under state law, we cannot use water utility resources or assets to pay for that. So then the question is, how do you pay for that portion and who pays for that portion?
Barrett expects the federal government to eventually require cities to replace lead water lines. In the meantime,
it is a test for us. If we're the self-proclaimed experts on water and water technology, we have to make sure that we literally clean up our own backyard.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.